Corcoran from Shark Tank told Bobby about the worst product she decided to invest in.
Well, the worst investment I won't even name because they sued me when they lost all their money, like I lost their money. So that's crazy. But that was a exercise product that went nowhere. Okay. That's all. I'll leave it at that. I'm afraid to talk about it.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
97.9
WFAN 7
Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It's gonna get much bigger.
Come on.
And
the
Big
98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
the Property Brothers, they're on HGTV. And so I'm talking to Drew Scott, who's the one who sells the homes. I know Drew a little bit, so it's really cool to catch up. So you know him from HGTV and the 17 Property Brothers shows, and they transform hundreds of homes, him and his twin. And I just wanted to know if he ever Zillows people's houses like we all do just to see how much they're worth. So here we go. Drew Scott from the Property Brothers.
Bobby Bones.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Do you do the thing that I do where if I see a house, I Zillow it to see how much it would cost?
Well, yeah, but I probably have more filters than that. Like I like to see what... Because if you Zillow it, you know that's what other homeowners or potential buyers are doing. That doesn't mean it's the value of the house. And so I have more criteria to actually get to what the value is. But in the minds of those other people, I'll know that's what they think the value is. Because a lot of times Zillow, it gives you a generic rating based on the stats of the area. But it doesn't always take into account renovations that were done on other houses and whatnot.
Are you just curious how much stuff costs, or can you just kind of bird dog it and go, I know how much that house costs just by driving by it?
Most of the time, if it's a market like here in LA where I really know it, or in a lot of Canadian markets, at one point when I was in Nashville a fair bit working, I could tell you. But in an area that I don't know, pretty quickly, I can figure out the value within a matter of 20 minutes, because I'll pull up stats and I'll do a quick analysis. Whereas most people will just look at a Zillow number, but I find it fun still. I mean, I love seeing an old house that's run down and knowing, I'm like, I could take 20 grand or I could take 50 grand and I could make that thing sparkle like a diamond. But a lot of people just don't have that. So you see really run down streets. In fact, last year in LA, I just for funsies, for social, I just did a thing where I just randomly went up to people's houses and just fixed some things. And some people were like, no, go away. I'm going to call the police. I'm like, I'm offering to pay for this and do it for free. So if you want, it's just fun because people don't expect it, but that's the easy part for me. If you just bring me over to your house, I'll give you nice, inspiring ideas. I'm not saying it wouldn't cost a lot to fix some of these things, but at least I can give you ideas.
If someone wanted to hire you as Drew to come and look at their house as the celebrity Drew, have they ever tried to do that?
Yeah, all the time, but I don't do that. Like the only time I'll do something like that, this year I've done two where it was a charities that I work with, and so I offered as a, you know, I think we raised like $100,000 or whatever, and I offered to do that as a part of it. But if you know, if it's just friends that are asking, I have no problem just helping them out. But I'm not going to be able to take on someone's full project. I have too much on my plate.
Have you made $1 billion?
I mean, if you look at our to the point. If you look at our product line, we've sold billions of dollars of our products. I mean, when we have that many products, it adds up fast. So yeah, I mean, I like that I can grow my business, and I like that I can do good for people as well at the same time. It feels better when you can do both.
I think you're low-key so rich. There's a difference. And before we started, you were like, ask me anything. So I wouldn't have asked that to anybody that I wasn't cool with. But I think you're low-key so rich that people don't even understand how rich Drew is.
You know, I'm rich in life. There we go. No, I don't, like, for me, I don't care. Like, yes, I care about growing businesses. That's my thing. And that's why I look at all the things that are important to me. Our production company, our Property Brothers brand, I love that. Those are huge things for me. And so I just want to focus on my passion, and I want to focus on time with the kids and Linda. And as long as I can do all those things, I'll keep at it. The moment I start to think that I'm just working to make money, I'm out. The
Bobby Bones Show. I'm more with Drew Scott in just a second. You know, he was one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, except that show didn't start in America. The Canadian version is called like Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Den, but he was one of the original dragons. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but let's play this song first. More with Drew Scott in just a second.
I found your lighter in my nightstand. That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around the back of my mind. I can't need you. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore.
Anymore.
I can't love you.
I can't love you anymore. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? No, I can't love you anymore. Anymore.
All right, talking with Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers, and the Canadian version of Shark Tank. It happened before Shark Tank. Shark Tank's based on this show called Dragon's Den, and he was one of the originals. And he was talking about that show and using his own money. Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show. You're on the Canadian version of Shark Tank?
Yeah, so the original version is the Canadian version, and the UK version, it's Dragon's Den. And so I'm one of the dragons, and it's been great. I love it. I mean, for me, just like in regular life, I get pitched, especially when it comes to home real estate design products or services. I get pitched on the daily by different businesses. But what I like with Dragon's Den is that it takes it beyond that, because there are other areas of my life, like the sporting side we've talked about, or technology, I love, and I want to get more involved in that side of investment. So it's sort of like a curation of these amazing entrepreneurs that are pitching us. And this is my second season doing it, and I love it.
Do you have to use your own money?
Yeah, it's all your own money. And you have to do your own due diligence and everything. And it's just like again, I have, like, the way our corporate offices are in Nashville, our production company is out of Toronto. But we've built up a team that deals with the investment side of what we do as well. And this is just one extra component with that. I love it. I mean, honestly, Dragon's Den, and the dragons too, like if you look at like Arlene Dickinson and some of them that have been there forever, they're so savvy and they've done this for so long, but it's really fun to be able to see what I've learned over the years from business, you know, from the production company to the real estate company and whatnot, and then to kind of blend with these other greats that have been doing this for so long. It's fascinating.
Dragon's Den's kind of a more baller name than Shark Tank.
So I think, if I recall, it's that whoever has Shark Tank, I can't remember, is it ABC or who has that? Yeah. They didn't want to pay the license or whatever for Dragon's Den, so they just created their own version, Shark Tank, to come after it. So some of the sharks have been dragons as well in the past, but I love it. I mean, both shows are amazing. I can watch it over and over again, and just those terrible pitches. When everybody comes in pitching, oh, my company's worth $10 million. What are your sales? Well, we haven't had any sales yet, but it's worth $10 million. I'm like, why? And they're like, I've watched every episode of the show. That I'm like, well, then why are you coming and pitching a stupid pitch like that? Come on. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, to hear the full interview, it's about an hour long. You can go and search for the podcast. You can go search for BobbyCast wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch it on Netflix. It's up on Netflix as well. Just search for the BobbyCast. And thanks to Drew Scott from the Property Brothers for stopping by.
Movie Mics. Movie Report.
In theaters this weekend, The End of Oak Street, starring Anne Hathaway. It follows a suburban family whose neighborhood is mysteriously transported to an unknown world where dinosaurs are waiting. Also in theaters, the Green Day comedy Nimrods. It's about a teenage band who travels across the country to play a concert with their heroes, Green Day. And I give it 4 out of 5. I'm Movie Mike, and that's your Movie Report.
Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can choose from more than 50 graduate online degrees and certificates, including an MBA, now with 10 specializations. No application fee through September 1st. Visit umgc.edu.
This summer, whatever you're watching, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with the code BONES. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days, includes all markets. That's the code BONES. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois, 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Sugar, baby. And then she looked at me like T-R-O-U-B-L-E was on her mind and in her head, so
12 in Tucky, Timberline with a creek bend curves. That roadside prairie clover ain't half as wild as her. He lighting in the twilight sky, went ahead to put a hand in mine. Started that little band seat line, I swear I'll make.
It's the Bobby Bones Show, y'all.
On the Big 98. Nashville's number one for new country.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show. Everybody roll.
Yeah.
We have a family fighting in country music within themselves. The band Perry, they're all fighting with each other. And Neil, who used to be in the band, because it was two brothers and a sister, Neil says, I was kicked out of the band and fired, and I'm not getting any money. And now all heck's broken loose.
Mm-hmm.
So the band Perry, here's If I Die Young.
If I die young, bury me inside.
A massive band. Says he was terminated, he was removed, lost financial interest and access to the band's resources after his termination in June. He has a solo project. He announced it the same way that that woman was killed, by doing one of those Netflix documentary memes.
Mm. Yeah, he sat down. He's like, this is he's like, here's preparing for my Netflix documentary.
But how I was kicked out of the family band.
Mm-hmm. I bet people thought that was a joke.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke at first.
I did too. And then I started, more stuff started popping up on my feed. And I was like, oh, he's not joking. And I think he even went more specific in the meme too. Like, even said how I was kicked out and replaced with my sister's husband.
Yeah. And then he used a clip from me.
He did?
Yeah, he's a clip from the Bobby guys on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, because you interviewed
Kimberly
and her husband.
Yeah, the band Perry. You mean the band Perry?
The band Perry.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a clip. And this is the clip from his Instagram post. It does start with me. So hit that.
I think you pulled off the greatest coup ever. You were in the band Perry with the two brothers. It's kind of hard to be the band Perry without your brothers. So you come back. You, your brother, and your husband. And then you drop your brother. So was that, if it was on purpose?
I wish I could claim that, because maybe it would assure job security forever and ever. But no, it just happened the way that it happened. It did not feel authentic to me to play Band Perry songs live under the solo artist banner. And also, I just missed the hell out of playing with family on stage, whoever that family ended up becoming. But no, not strategic.
I was right. It was the greatest coup ever.
Wow, wow, wow.
Interesting.
So do you know what happened to the original brother?
Well, you mean that is one other? Of them. There are two.
Yeah, the other
one. They're both original.
What she
the first one that left.
Great point. What she told me was one of them is doing some music. I think that's this one. And the other one, I think, was like a stylist or something, right?
Well, Reed came back initially when they first...
Yeah, he was part of it. That's why I said it was the greatest coup ever. They brought a brother back and then shipped him off to the side. And I was kind of kidding, but I wasn't. I was like, oh, you got us. Good job.
So is this one of those things where it's he has his truth and she has her truth?
I'm sure it's somewhere. I won't even say in the middle, but I'm sure, yeah. Is this another clip from the Bobbycast? Mm-hmm. Man, he's just quoting me like crazy. She said one of the, let me just play the clip.
Like, where are your brothers? Where are they?
Where are your brothers?
They live in California. Both of them married. Reed lives in Joshua Tree with the scorpions and the snakes. He and his wife are raising 5 wild Mustangs. That's a big question.
I don't know. Sounds like he's on the internet saying, I want to be back in the band Perry, or want some money. He has a new project called Wolves of June. And I'm going to tell you how I don't hunt. I don't hunt as somebody who interviews people, because if I were a hunter, Mike and I would hit him up yesterday afternoon and said, come on, let's talk. We want first dibs. We're not that. But if Neil Perry wants to come on,
you're wide open.
I'll have him. I mean, if he doesn't do a bunch of other stuff first, I'm not going to be ninth in line. But if he's like, hey, I'll let someone talk. When Florida Georgia Line was at each other's throats, I let one on and the other one called me crying. So I was going to let him on. And then just because I felt like that was fair.
So do you think he's stirring this up? Obviously, he has an album to promote.
Maybe.
Why not make it seem as dramatic as possible to get more attention?
That's true.
If it were, as they say, 4D chess, she's in on it too. And it's, hey, just say you want to be back in the band. Your project Wolves of June will, Wolves of June will be announced. Wolves of June? We could have done better. But will be announced. And nobody loses, because we're really not fighting, but people love a feud on the internet where no one's getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. But why bring your clips back up?
Because
I nailed it.
Yeah, because Bobby literally said,
I nailed the greatest coup.
I know, but I would only bring those clips up if I was really upset.
Well, no, not but it's marketing. Planned. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
It really inspires me to create a fake feud with someone. I'm not sure if this is real or not. And also, who cares? I think it's... I hope for the personal part of it, if they're really fighting within the family, I don't like that for them, because I like Kimberly a lot. I don't know Neil. I like Kimberly a lot because Kimberly will cut you. And I respect that. Like, she goes into a room and she owns the room. She's one of the rare ones that she's the boss. And, like, I like her. And I hope there's no family real fighting because I don't want that to happen. But nobody's getting hurt here. And if they can figure it out and he can have a successful Wolves of June, let it rock. Yeah. It's a good story. I just like that I was used.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Weeks later, I was terminated the day after my birthday.
Oh. That hurts.
The after birthday. The birthday,
man. And to use the word terminated.
Feels like murder, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Weeks later, my job was murdered. I never expected that my decision not to participate under those circumstances would also mean losing my financial interest and access to the band's platforms. Ooh, maybe we just didn't read the contract fully, Neil.
Yeah, see that part. Ooh. So is there anything like a money they made together or that gets made off of things they did in the past he no longer gets?
Well, I don't know because I haven't seen the fine print. However, maybe it says if you decide to leave the band, you leave the financial interest of the band. And
sounds like he didn't decide. Sounds like he was terminated.
Sounds like we have no idea. Then I watched a story emerge that didn't resemble the one I lived. The anger became music. The grief defined songs. The loss became freedom. And then Wolves of June.
So what genre is Wolves of June?
No idea. Didn't even listen. Don't know if it exists yet. Does it exist?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Pretty good.
Really? Okay. What's the vibe?
It's like kind of soulful rock.
Oh, I love soulful rock.
Yes, that's good.
Ray, we have any Wolves of June in the system?
I'll look.
Yeah, I'm going to look. I'm just going to type
it. Did it come out in June?
Dude, I don't know.
All the Wolves of June.
My algorithm feeds me to me. So I saw me in a clip yesterday and then that's how I found out about the Band Perry fighting. Wolves of June. Oh, okay. We got it. That's him. The song is called TNT. Right now it has less than 1,000 streams, but we're going to fix that.
TNT like dynamite or the TV network?
I don't know because I haven't hit play yet.
Okay, guys, we're learning something about wolves here because they are most active during the month of June.
Interesting.
And it often symbolizes themes of freedom, nature, and the wild.
This is from my phone, so...
So it's background music.
Well. Oh.
Hey, I like
dang.
That.
That's cool.
That hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, okay. I need to, let me hear the hook. Let me hear it come
She's
in.
She's got a good voice.
I might be turning into a Wolves of June fan. Come on. Here comes the hook right here. I'm imagining.
Give a little break.
Yeah, here you go. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. go. I'm already singing.
Free chorus.
Yeah. I'm a Wolves of June fan.
Dude, that sounds so good.
Consider me in. I'm a wolf. I'm a wolf right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can love them both. Band Perry, I'm a Perrier and a Junior. If that's straight marketing, kudos to them. If they're fighting, let's figure it out. But I'll have you on, Neil, if you want to come on, but it's got to be quick. I got things to do. Calendar's full.
We're already in August.
There's so many people where I just want to know, like, really what's going on. Like them.
Oh, yeah. What would you know?
Well, I saw a clip of Alex Cooper talking about Dave.
She answered that question so wrong.
But she answered it like.
Yeah,
like you're talking about from CNBC?
Yeah, like she wasn't telling the. So you, I'm sorry to hijack. You go.
No, you maybe understand it better than I do, but...
Dave Portnoy wrote a book. In the book... Hilarious.
And that was her jumpstart to...
Yeah, he called her daddy. It was on Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
And in his book, he alleges that to get out of their deal, they were going to accuse him of sexual harassment.
Oh, man.
To get out of the deal because they wanted out of the deal. So he writes all this. And she hasn't addressed it. And she goes on CNBC and the interviewer goes, hey, so... You haven't really addressed this anywhere, so I'm going to ask the question. And she goes, well, I've been pregnant for a long time.
She was like, I'm just in my mom era.
Yeah, yeah she said, he said, is that true? And she goes, I've just been pregnant. And she goes, well, you know, Dave's got his story. And, you know, if you know Dave, he's quite the personality. And from my recollect, and I, to me, what I heard was, yeah, that was true.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, see, that's so interesting. That's how you saw that.
Ask me that question.
Okay, well, just through my filter, and then I'll ask you, my filter was, oh, wow. She doesn't want to flat out call him a liar. So she's just saying he's got his ways and he's, you know, zany, crazy, Dave. And then I'm over here and that is not how I remember it happening at all. And so I thought that was her gentle way of saying he's lying. That's not what happened. And I'm not going to tell you what happened, but that's not it.
That's interesting.
That was literally how
it could be true. That could be true.
And you took it as...
Ask me the question. You can ask it however you want, but ask me the question. Did you threaten him with sexual harassment?
Okay. To get out of your contract, was it going to be that Dave had, there was some sort of sexual harassment in the company?
No. No, we never were going to do that. I don't know where that story came from. No, the answer is no. That's how it's a no.
You're saying it's
not first deflect. I've been pregnant. I did not answer in it. And then after that, well, you know how he does. No, the answer is no.
Did she ever say the answer is no?
She goes, we have...
No. She said...
I can spot a snake oil salesman on an interview a mile away.
Okay, that's interesting.
Take one to know one, though.
Take one to know one. I was like, oh, wow, she's saying he has this, zany... And personality that comes up with these wacko ideas and that he wrote it in a book, but that's not how she remembers it. But she was trying to be polite towards him.
Her brand is not polite.
I know.
It's not mean, but it's not polite. Like, she just... So we interpreted it differently.
Yeah.
To me, though, it screams, yeah, that was pretty true. I have found a PR way to get dance around that.
So has the stuff with her and Alex Earle just died? Like, what happened with... Okay, I don't know if I missed an update on that, but that's now circling back in my mind. And I guess I don't care too much about it, but it was such a hot topic for a minute, and then it just...
So hot, girlfriend.
Just poof, gone. I don't know the resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming to the tea hour here. That's it. Let's take some calls if you guys want to hop in. 877-77-BOBBY. Get in. We're ready for you. We got lots of phone lines. Back in a second.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
Attention Ram owners. Did you know you could get $500 for recall 67A without leaving your driveway? With new mobile appointments, we'll come to you. We'll finish the simple software update in under an hour, and it won't affect your truck's performance. Plus, you'll get an extended warranty worth thousands. Make a power move. Schedule recall 67A today at CumminsRecall.com.
On the rooftop, hickory on the floor, oh, down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down, I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans, baby, I want to live in a country house, in a country house with you. Snow full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs,
Just cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Dave in Colorado who's listening right now. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. What do you want to say?
I just had to agree with a bunch of stuff, not very dumb, but I would agree with them. Little boys don't need to be wearing bracelets and necklaces. Mm. We need to get back to raising little boys to be young men and little girls to be young women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cutting out a little bit. His
we got the message.
His idea is little boys don't need to be making bracelets or necklaces.
That's not what young men do.
Right. Okay. Because why, Dave?
Because that's
what I'm supposed to do. He's chopping so much. I'm sorry. I would have loved to have heard his reasoning. I think I probably know it. And I do appreciate the call, but he's chopping out so much. Dave, thank you. Lunchbox. Dave is supporting you.
Yeah, and I think Dave sees my point. Like, I want them to be playing in the mud. Like, I don't mind arts and crafts, but necklaces and bracelets, like I said, is where it crosses the line. Like, paint a picture, do something like that. That's cool. But wearing the necklaces and bracelets makes you a target.
A target? To who?
People like Lunchbox and Dave.
Oh, God.
Got it.
That's funny. Let me try Andrew. Let's see if it's working over for Andrew. Andrew in New Orleans.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, y'all just said a story earlier today about a mom whose son was 11, and Amy left out the part about him having autism. But he wanted to do Halloween for his birthday, so his mom got it together and did all that for him, and they had multiple families that participated in his neighborhood, which I thought was phenomenal. However, it kind of seemed like the only reason few of the people in the studio would participate is if the child had special needs. And to me, that kind of hit a nerve. You know, why does he have to have autism just for people to participate? Why does that make a difference?
It doesn't, but I think it's real cool when people step in and help when it's extra difficult for the parents in other situations. Meaning, I think with any sort of special need with a child, you're probably having to put in a bit more effort for everything, with more sensitivities, with more learning, with more trying to understand daily. And to have any help at all in that situation, to me, makes me feel good. And that's why in that situation, hey, if you don't do it for a kid's birthday, okay, whatever.
I don't think that many families would have gotten involved.
Like, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be cool if they did? Well,
it'd be
the
nice.
Story might be that, like, look at people just being nice, just to be nice with this neurotypical child.
And I think for me, but when I hear that story about that, it's a bunch of people in the neighborhood that understand what the family day to day
is going through and learning from and why their life is special and hard and all these different things. And if they can do something to alleviate some of that, I think that's freaking amazing. So to me, that's why that story hit a bit different. So, but I don't think that story even makes the air if like kid wants to have Halloween on his birthday in April. All right.
And the neighborhood
sounds like
set
that,
up some stuff. No
that
big deal.
Kid's going to be up for some disappointment in life. Right. He's like an adult and he's like, no, it's Halloween now.
That's true.
That's funny. So Andrew, I can understand your point, but you know, I just wanted to share my point back with you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand, like, the need to step in and help people. I think about my own son, and he's 8, about to turn 9, and his birthday is literally in 2 weeks. So when I think of that, I'm like, hey, if you want to have, you know, a Halloween thing, let's see what we can get together and do. And I think of that for your own daughter, you know, when she turns 10 or 11, I'm sure there's nothing in the world that you wouldn't want to do to make her as happy as possible or, you know, to help her out. But
I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with. But to me, that story was special because a neighborhood came together to help somebody that had someone with special needs that had an ask that probably was atypical and they wanted to make it happen for the family.
Yeah,
and
a parent would do anything for their kid. But the neighbors to all go out of their way to help somebody else's kid, that's different.
Yes. Yeah. Like you may do a little mock trick or treat at for your sure. house. Like, hey, run down the street and then come to our door, ring the doorbell, I'll give you candy. Yes. Like, okay, we can make that work. But to get, what was it? It was either 86 or 68.
Oh, it was 80 something.
That like was a lot of people. Neighbors. Even a regular neighbors. Halloween.
Yeah, that was bigger than normal crazy. Halloween. Yeah. We all would do whatever for our kids, but that's why that story struck us. So I appreciate the call, Andrew. I'm sure there are people that felt like you, and you just voiced that, and a lot of people go like, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all, guys.
All right, buddy. See you later. All right, we're going to play this song. This is a good one. It's from May Estes. This is called The 90s, called Bobby Bone Show.
Well, in a junkyard. Tell me something good.
I have never heard a story like the one I'm about to tell you. It involves a band breaking down on the side of the road. And then what happens next? I've never heard a story. We've never done a story like this before. That's next and Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. 'Cause every single day before I knew your name, but I prayed for you. Every heartbreak trail, when all hope failed, on the highway to hell, I prayed for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I prayed for you. Some love me like you do. Graceful eyes to see me through. A smile that steals me, a heart that heals me, a touch that kills me too. And baby, you're perfect. I guess the good Lord heard it. 'Cause every single day,
my buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song.
Mama. excites me and makes me have a good day. And
Bobby Bones.
Big 98.
Come on now.
Bobby Bones.
Silverado did I borrow the money that I borrowed, and I can still remember you kissing my lips and backing me up against the fender. Letting me go.